Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. Militants claim that they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. Militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try and break up the siege of Aleppo. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer, later died at the hospital.
Il a immédiatement sorti une machette du sac de sport qu'il portait.
The Belgian police spokesman David Quignot said the attacker violently struck the faces of the two police officers while all along shouting Allahu Akbar. The Charleroi attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bomb attacks in the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State claimed responsibility for those attacks. Brussels has been on high alert since then for terrorist attacks. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says that voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress, as he put it, is going to listen very, very carefully. Zuma spoke at vote tallies were being made to show that the ANC lost control of the capital, Pretoria, and a majority of the country's largest city, Johannesburg. This is VOA News. The American Civil Liberties Union says the White House has released an edited version of President Obama's once-secret policy on using drone aircraft to combat terrorists around the world. An 18-page document listing presidential policy guidance on drones issues lay out what it says are safeguards to minimize civilian casualties caused by remotely piloted aircraft. It calls for American military forces to use such weapons only when there is near certainty that a terrorist target is within range and that noncombatants will not be killed or injured. The ACLU welcomed the release of the document. The UN Refugee Agency reporting it has received the go-ahead for the de facto separatist rulers of eastern Ukraine to help repair thousands of homes damaged or destroyed during the military conflict there. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The war has claimed more than 5,600 lives and wounded nearly 14,000. It has left much devastation in its wake. The UN Refugee Agency reports it has, for the first time in 5 months, been able to reach thousands of people in the Lugansk region of eastern Ukraine. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says life has been a nightmare for the many others who remain.
UNHCR officials met a 77-year-old former construction worker named Petro and his wife. They had lived in a tiny basement room, the only part of the shelled home that protected them from snow, rain, and wind, for more than 2 years.
Spindler says a UNHCR team in Lugansk, working with a local construction company and volunteers, plans to have 1,500 homes rehabilitated by October. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese Coast Guard vessels, air patrols, and fishing fleets have reasserted their disputed maritime claims in two distant areas despite last month's ruling by an international tribunal that their territorial claims in the South China Sea have no legal basis. As the Rio Olympic Games got underway, President Obama used his weekly media address to talk about the athletes who were participating.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
Syrian swimmer Yusra Mardini, who survived a harrowing sea crossing a year ago, is now among the 10 refugees at the Olympics. On Saturday, she won her preliminary heat in the 100-meter butterfly. But the result's not enough to advance her in the semifinals, but she will compete again in a different event on Wednesday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.